Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this very special episode of Trend Pick Games' Fortnite. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's my Ray. This is what is trending right now. Fortnite.
Doing the, what was the one dance? Everybody, yeah, that one.
Floss?
Yeah, yeah, thank you. Thanks, young man, for letting me know about that one. Flint Flossie. Turquoise Jeep music. Oh, yeah, Fortnite. Cool.
Fortnite is trending because they got booted by Apple. Yeah. Off App Store.
It's an interesting tug of war here where essentially Fortnite was like, look, if we want to get some in-game payments, all the time using any kind of Apple, like iOS thing, you're paying through like the iOS form, like payment system. Mm-hmm. Epic's like, you know what? Let's send these people off there and collect the payment there. And so Apple is saying, don't do all that. You know what time it is when you're in the Apple store. That's how it goes.
You didn't say the magic word.
You didn't say the magic word, which is here you go, Steve Jobs. This is all yours. So what they did was they basically forced Apple's hand by like just doing like saying, all right, do some, because we're sending people to the Epic Games Store. And Apple did. They removed them from the Apple Store, and now Epic Games is suing because they're saying they have a monopoly essentially on like the entire payment environment within iOS. And the other one is just the distribution market. So it's like two distinct multi-billion dollars is part of their suit, their complaint. And they're not even asking for money. They're like, just want to bang like everybody else, but just not have to do it on their terms.
Mm. They were the ones who made the ad that's very dramatic. That's like 1984 Big Brother.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, so that was an ad that was actually made in 1984 by Macintosh that was like, IBM is Big Brother and we are going to throw a sledgehammer.
Dude, the way that guy ran through that thing, he's just like, whoop! Dude, get out my way, automatons, fucking sheeple.
Yep. And then, so now Fortnite throwing it back in their face. Your face, yeah. Tim Cook. Anyway. Herman Cain is trending because he is tweeting.
Good, great. I love to see it.
So I guess this was like on his deck or something. It was scheduled to go out.
It might have been in his drafts, and then somebody found it. I don't know. It just really, I mean, Herman Cain passed away in July.
Right.
Okay. And then what is this now? 2 weeks later, a few, like 8 days later, however long it was, it feels so long now. His Twitter account had a take on the Biden-Harris ticket.
That's wild.
So they were like, what's going on? And it was like sort of it was just weird to see because it wasn't sort of acknowledging like, hey, we're going to be doing this now. It got ratioed to HE double hockey sticks. But his family said like, we can't just sit on all these followers, man. Like we got to use the platform to, quote, share the information and ideas he believed in. While also probably getting a little bit of influencer cash because the account has enough followers, maybe. I don't know. So
to support and promote the ideas that killed him.
It's really dark.
He believed in. Yeah, it's very dark.
And then posted again, I think, this morning about Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan. So it's okay. I mean, well, yeah. I mean, I always wonder like what happens to social. Like we're now moving in that era where like people with social media followings, like what happens when they pass away? Does someone inherit it? Do you respectfully deactivate the account? Do you sort of lock it and keep the tweets there for posterity? Or do you just exploit the followers because, you know, it's all a game about impressions and things and be like, I actually have a couple accounts. Like pretty soon, I bet there are people who'd be like, hey, you still sitting on that, like, you know, John Cena account, like years in the future when he's passed away and you're just collecting huge celebrity accounts to have like a huge publicity network. That's a business idea for somebody.
I just don't like you implying that John Cena is not going to live forever.
John Cena, I know John Cena slander because as someone who loves the movie Blockers, his genius is clear to me.
Yeah, that is interesting though. Maybe this is just conservatives needed their own Tupac.
Right. But like the same way people are buying likenesses to do the hologram shit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like this is like another sort of, you know, imprint that people have left behind. There's probably someone.
There is an agency that has. I remember reading a profile of the agency that has all the really like popular, you know, estates basically.
Right.
That
right.
They have like Elvis and Marilyn Sinatra, Einstein, and like they just get money for their relatives basically. Weird job to be that agent.
Right.
Like, yo, man, what do it's you like, have?
Yeah, what
I got shit. I got George Washington and Einstein.
Dude's like, we're making dollars off these ghosts, bro. Hop in.
Left-handers are trending. Yep. Are you lefty? Yep.
Nope. My mother is. Shout out to her. I know you are. I know Sarah Barack is. Obama is.
Barack. Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Jimi Hendrix.
Hendrix.
I'm sure Kurt Cobain. So many people. Cobain was left-handed too?
Yeah, and he like learned to play the guitar lefty, but he played right-handed guitars, and so he like got a weird, what's that called? When your hand is arthritis. He got arthritis in his hand from like having to do all the holds in weird ways.
Oh, man. Well, you know, shout out, and obviously, famously, let's not forget Ned Flanders, one of the greatest left-handers of all time.
Yeah, really made us look cool. Thanks.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Did you, writers. Did that make you sort of bashful to be like have like left-hand pride?
I mean, all lefties when they saw that episode were like, "Come on, man. We're cooler than this."
Yeah.
Like the if anything, he's the most righty of the characters on that. He's like so just like by the book.
Right.
He's a right angle.
The one thing I remember is just like my mom being like, "I need to sit at the edge of the table."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm not trying to fucking elbow fight with people as I eat. So I was like, okay, I don't know what that means, but please let's just sit down at this McDonald's.
AMC is trending.
Oh man, they're
ready.
How cynical is this promo? It's so dark.
100 theaters, August 20th.
And they haven't been open, obviously. They've been struggling like every theater is because it is pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to do what's absolutely safe for not only the customers, but the people who have to work there to live. They're opening and they're saying, hey, man, you know what we're doing? Just to bring everybody back, movies in 2020, we're going to now be charging $19.20 prices on August 20th. That means 15 cents a ticket.
Wow, that's so kind of them to mm-hmm. not their employees. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And
they will, like, also be giving their employees the sorts of considerations that employees were given in the 1920s.
Right, exactly. God, check this. Was a Triangle Shirtwaist Fire then or right before that?
I think it was right around then.
Yeah, so it's, you know, this is what happens. You know, these companies got to do what they got to do to get this machine cranked up again and have a total disregard for what people or what their customers would be comfortable with, and clearly not considering what their actual employees would be comfortable with. So, I mean,
Triangle,
it's funny.
Triangle Shirtwaist, 1911.
Okay. So, you know, within 9 years. But I would say not even for 15 cents a ticket, like, even if it's free, I'm sure I don't think they're going to get that many people to come back, considering, I don't know.
What movies
I feel
are
better
be out
because
at that time?
Probably.
Are they going to be Tenet? Showing talkies?
When's Tenet come out?
I think Tenet comes out in September.
Okay, so what they're probably trying to do is get people used to it mm-hmm. and then fully risk their lives when the new flick comes out. Yeah.
They should just have, like, piano music playing over the pictures from the show.
Yeah, if they want to really go there.
Yeah. And then finally, the ice cream truck song is trending. Turkey in the Straw is what that's called, apparently. But it has a super racist history
fucking, of course,
related to minstrel shows. So Good Humor hired a obscure musician by the name of the RZA to recreate the ice cream truck jingle. And they are now calling on all ice cream truck patrons and ice cream truck drivers and operators to replace the ice cream truck song with this new joint they created with the RZA.
Is the track lit?
We'll play it for you guys right now. It's pretty dope.
Hey, yo, what's up? You got the RZA live in effect. Chilling right here, girl. Okay. You remember that ice cream jingle?
Yeah.
Of course, we all know it. Good Humor, they called me up, and it was like, we got to do something about this, Rez.
I like that they just let him.
We could make a new ice cream jingle for a new era. We wanted to make a melody that includes
mm-hmm. okay.
all
okay.
communities. That's good for every driver, every kid. And I'm proud to say, for the first time in a long time, a new ice cream truck jingle will be made available to trucks all across the country in preparation That means forever, you know what I mean? Like Wu-Tang's forever.
I like that they just let him talk off the dome.
Okay. Okay. Not
I like
bad.
It. Yeah.
It hits the right things. It has, like, bells. Mm-hmm. I hate to say this, but this is probably one of his best productions in a long time. I'm sorry, you know, I'm glad to see Bobby Digital back in there and doing showing that Wu-Tang is for the children.
Yes, you know? Specifically for the children.
Like, quite literally, Wu-Tang forever. Could not be more for the children than the RZA making the new ice cream truck jingle. Please slap that out your ice cream truck if that's what you do.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes capitalism is so cynical that it's brilliant.
But then it's also like super cynical, and Good Humor's like, you know, so Good Humor hit me up to do the new jingle for the new generation. And it's like, it feels this really weird where it's like, okay, then let's get this, like, really seminal black producer to then, like, invert the whole racial dynamic of their origin story and create a new thing where it obviously looks good, but I hope Good Humor did it because they really believe in Wu-Tang. They fuck with, you know, every dimension of the Wu-Tang philosophy.
Right. Yeah, I think they embody it all.
I feel like that's something we would have done if we worked at Good Humor.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what, like, I don't know. Sometimes capitalism gets it right, you know?
Yeah, so shout out, I'm hoping, to that Wu-Tang fan working for the marketing at Good Humor and was like, Bobby Digital, get him to do this.
I also love that for the video announcing it, they just let the RZA just, like, go. They're just we're not going to write anything for you. You just go.
Just talk for about 14 minutes and we'll figure out how to do that. Because he's very verbose, which is like one of the funniest things about him. And I will always talk about this. The Bjork documentary, him talking about Bjork is one of my favorite RZA conversations because he's so in awe of Bjork.
He has one of my favorite talking voices in the world and rapping voice. Yo, I love his delivery.
Like, it's all in the back of the throat, you know?
Camouflage, chameleon. Yeah. That guy's the man. Bjork's
voice, and she could communicate with the whales, you know? She got that Norse, God, Norse, North, Northern, and that Norse vibe. And I was like, yes, that Norse Northern, 100%.
Norse Northern.
Yep.
All right. Well, that is going to do up the day's episode. We'll be back tomorrow with the whole ass episode of our show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. Stay inside. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.